Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. This is George Sarah with A1 Touch.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Not bad. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, just try giving you a call.
Hold on, Sam. 1 second, right?
Okay.
Hold on, right?
Sure.
Hey Sam.
All right. Hey, how's the morning going so far for you, George?
Going good. Going good. Busy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Busy
all
morning.
Right.
Yeah, it's Monday morning. It's always crazy.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I got your emails over the weekend. I started processing everything. I have it all packaged
cool.
to go. Trying to kind of get it moving for you.
Nice.
It does look like that. I need a few more bank statements from you.
Sure.
And I don't know, I was just hoping maybe you could just kind of walk me through what each of them are. It looks like, do you have three operating accounts right now?
Well, I had three. What happened was I banked with TD Bank for like 15 more years, right? So
okay.
Wells Fargo is the one that issued those fines to the customers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I went to them and I was like, listen, you guys caused this problem for I don't know what reason, fix it. So they were like, all right, move your banking and everything over here and we'll work on it. You know, and it was so I didn't close my TD Bank. I opened up a checking over there and it went through the process and it was taking forever and it just didn't go through, it didn't pan out. And then I was upset and so I just moved everything back to TD and closed those accounts. So I was operating at one point from those three accounts. Yeah. Well, the TD was, like, not doing anything, but I didn't close it. And I just moved my checking over, which I had two. I had one that I had all my ACHs coming out of, and I had one that I used for my deposit, and I was just transferred over. So all three combined, I operate out of those three. So.
Okay. So currently
yeah,
right
no
now.
No other, so, yeah.
So, okay,
the
so.
TD.
Okay, so currently right now it's just the TD that you're working with.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so for Wells Fargo.
I can send you a whole year if you want. So prior to the Wells Fargo, I think it was prior to like November or something.
Yeah.
It was all TD.
Okay, so you were all TD, then Wells Fargo got mixed in there, and now you're back to just TD.
Yeah.
Okay, so Wells Fargo, it looks like I have on one of them, it's basically February through May, and then.
Yeah.
On the other one, it looks like it's February through April.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
One was closed first.
Okay, and then if that's the case, then it looks like for TD, which would be your current bank now, I have up through, as far as the statements go, I have a full statement for April, and then for May, it's just the... I believe it's just the month to date. Yeah. Okay. So for the TD account, I still need a full statement for May,
okay.
June, and if you can get me July, it will really help because
you should have May and June. I'll get you July. Yeah. No problem.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like for May, the one that you gave me, it's just a month to date statement. So it's not like the full actual, ending
okay,
statement.
Sorry.
So if you can send me a fresh one for May, for June, and July, and just to give you an idea, it does create a little bit of a challenge with the kind of like the hopping around on bank accounts, just because the program. Well, I mean, I understand. I understand. I got the picture now, looking like with the description.
How about I show you? I'll show you. I'll give you years of TD Bank statement. Maybe that'll help you out.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. And if you can get it as recently as possible. So if you can send me the July statement, it'll help a lot.
Sure, I'll do that. I'll send you July. I have it all, and I'll send you a whole year of TD so you can see, or 2 years. I can't record everything.
Actually, if you have a full year, it'll help because it'll be able to show I'll be able to show kind of a more complete cash flow instead of like the jumping around with the Wells Fargo. But either way, I'm gonna work with it. I'm gonna find the best one. But I just need the full statements for as current as we can get.
You would use all three, really. I mean, you would just combine them all because there was all,
Exactly right. That. Yeah, so, and that's what I'm saying. I want to get the most possible here.
You got it. I'll do it right now. I'm getting the doctor's appointment in about 15 minutes. You'll have it in your email box shortly.
Okay. Yeah? Okay. Perfect. All right. Thanks a lot, George.
You're welcome, man. All right.